أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا وأوفوا الكيل إذا كلتم وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا صدق الله العظيم. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with the prohibitions, the don'ts and those things that we should abstain from and keep away from. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ, and do not go near, do not approach the wealth of the orphans. It often happens that a person, a father passes away and he leaves little children that are not baligh, little children that have not attained the age of puberty. So those children will be regarded as yatim insofar as the laws of the Shariat is concerned. So it is obvious that there has to be somebody that becomes the guardian of the wealth of the children. Looking after one's own wealth is also part of our deen. Looking after the wealth of others is part of deen, and it becomes a very great amana upon a person. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying here, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ, and do not approach, do not go close to the wealth of the yatim, insofar as khiyanat is concerned, insofar as embezzlement is concerned, misuse, mistrust, all of that has been applied over here. But Allah says, إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن, except in that manner which is excellent, that manner which is best, that now the guardian has the wealth of the yatim in his amanat, and he feels that they are appropriate ways in which one can invest, with, of course, honesty and truthfulness, and those yatama, those yatim will be able to benefit, then by all means a person could do that. Hatta yabluga ashudda, until they reach the age of what the Quran describes here as ashudda. Most of the commentators say they reach the age of bulugh, but in Surah Nisa Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. It is not just at bulugh, a child becomes baligh at the age of 15 or 16, then one should hand over the wealth, they are still young. But there in Surah An-Nisa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when you perceive they have reached the age of rushd, rushd over there, the muhaddithin, the fuqaha, the mufassirin have all agreed that they reach that age in which they are able to utilize the funds in an appropriate manner, in which there is no loss. So one will be able, one will begin to test them after bulugh, and according to the Hanafi ulama, they have said from bulugh, that is the age of 15, there is a 10-year gap till the age of 25, any time in that period of time, if one feels that they are now capable of handling their own funds, they are capable of investing, they have a good concept of profit and loss, then by all means, one could hand over the funds. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. Thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and fulfill the covenants, fulfill the promises that you have made. So promises are of two types. One is our promise that we made to Allah Ta'ala, our ahad, our covenant with Allah, and then the ulama state that's also of two types. One is that ahad that we took with Allah Ta'ala, that pledge we took with Allah, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? That we have to fulfill at all times, that a person is very conscious of the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the Rabb and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the Sustainer. The second ahad we have taken when we came into this world of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's two ahad these two covenants we have taken with Allah, and now with La ilaha illallah, we fulfill the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the third will be our contractual obligations to others, in whichever way it will be, we understand all of this insofar as our lives are concerned, that when there is an obligation, a contractual obligation bilaterally, we have to fulfill that. And hence Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا, that ahad, those covenants, one will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. وَأُوفُ الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about, from the business perspective, that fulfill and complete the scale, the measure, whether it is the weight or whether it is by measure, in whichever way fulfill it. وَزِنُوا بِالْإِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And Allah Ta'ala says, weigh with a measuring instrument, a weighing instrument that is mustaqim, that is accurate. So for the seller, he should be very meticulous when he is selling, and he should make sure that he fulfills whatever the requirements were insofar as measuring or insofar as weighing is concerned. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, Allah Ta'ala says, and that is best. وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, and it is best insofar as the end is concerned. The end is also in this world, that when the deal is over, Allah Rabbul Izzat will give sukoon to a person. Allah Rabbul Izzat will give barakah in this world when he fulfilled and he gave the full measure. At the time, at the end of life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant him a mouth of khair and itminan and ease, and the end is on the day of Qiyamah in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.